It is 8:34. Very good morning to Jan Vermeulen. Jan, I have not spoken to you for way too long. How on earth are you?
I'm great. It's been ages. I was just wondering about the song, whether you're celebrating the arrival of Avengers Endgame.
No. Okay. So first of all, that I did go and see, but Jan, I went to see it in 4D. And I tell you, no, I'm still nauseous.
Oh, not nice.
it was like 3 hours of the worst white knuckle gripping turbulence I've ever experienced. And then just as you calm down and you've gathered the popcorn that you've spilt all over the floor because your chair moves, they throw water at you. So
yeah, it's certainly a roller coaster, not for everybody.
Yes, no, what we were talking about a little bit earlier is that it's the very first time that Boersoek & Fro is actually doing Boersoek & O. I mean, we kind of renamed it, but
Yes. It does seem like the show needs a bit more of an inclusive title if you're going to have a more inclusive content.
Exactly. Anyway, so Jan, absolutely fantastic to speak to you this morning. Can we talk about you've got on my broadband this morning? You're talking about Netflix versus DSTV. Tell us about this.
Yeah, right. So this has been a recurring topic over the last few years, but I think things have really come to a head in the last year and a half or so, with even MultiChoice deciding to kind of cap its DSTV premium price, the DSTV premium subscribers saying, you know, this far, no further, we just can't afford to go any higher, you know, a slump in the economy and so on. But also just kind of, you know, like at that weird break point of almost R1,000 a month. And folks are just saying, you know, what, enough. And a lot of folks are trading in their dishes for Netflix, you know, where they've got the broadband connections to do so. But that means, and that's what this comparison, was really about, was to kind of see, what the trade entails. And so my colleague in the office, Jamie McCann's done exceptional work here, taking, you know, say, the top 15 or so, top 20, rated movies on IMDb, right, and seeing which is on Netflix, which is on DSTV, which is on both. And you kind of get a sense, you know, that you're actually doing like a like for like trade here. You know, sometimes the movies are on both platforms, like Lord of the Rings and The Matrix, and sometimes they're on one or the other. So like The Godfather, for example, you can catch on DSTV but not Netflix. The Dark Knight you can catch on DSTV but not Netflix. Seven you can catch on Netflix but not DSTV, along with Schindler's List. Raiders of the Lost Ark on Netflix but not DSTV, and so on. And so, you know, I think, it, you know, just trying to give people a sense of what you trade when you decide, you know what, I'm going to switch from paying, you know, R800 plus a month to R140 a month for Netflix, excluding the cost of your broadband now, obviously. And then which movies and shows you get. So for example, on DSTV, you'll get Game of Thrones, or on Showmax for that matter, you'll get Game of Thrones, but you will not, get Breaking Bad.
Right.
And so in the TV show department, it looks, you know, just giving it a cursory glance, there's much less overlap. So you're definitely sort of trading one for the other, which is quite interesting. And then the killer feature that DSTV still has, obviously, is sport.
Yeah, I'm getting lots of messages from listeners saying the only reason people still have DSTV is the sport. And I hear it.
Right.
It's a huge issue.
Yeah. Yes, and Netflix has made it very clear that they're not interested in playing that game. So for now, for the so-called cord cutters in South Africa, if you are looking to trade your DSTV dish in for a streaming service, you know, there's no way for you to legally continue watching some of the top sports out there. So, you know, there's some competition out there. You know, some of the football leagues are with different broadcasters. You know, but I mean, pretty much, if you want Formula One, if you want currently the Olympics, and stuff like that, and if you want the rugby, the cricket, and the Premier League, you know, you have to
get a
DSTV subscription. So that's the reality of the situation at the moment, and certainly Like it's actually interesting that, that DSTV has pretty much said in so many words, they're not interested in sport. They're not going to go that way. They're going to focus on the premium entertainment market. Right. So folks who want to trade in their movie channels for a streaming service, that's what Netflix is.
Absolutely fascinating. Yeah, before I let you go, can we talk about Uber? Because we were reporting a little bit earlier, they had their listing on Friday. Doesn't seem to be a success at all, quite the contrary.
Yes, so the share price went down quite a lot. It started in the mid 40s, $40 per share. By yesterday, it was around $37 a share. And so that's where it's hovering right now. We'll see what happens throughout the rest of the day. But yes, you know, at 10%, we're looking at 10% down, just in the last day, it looks like. In the last 5 days. Overall, not a good performance for the initial public offering of Uber. And then, Bloomberg, opining, and in fact, not just opining, but, quoting an analyst, saying that this is actually, bad news for other tech companies that are looking to list. WeWork being one of them,
it'll
and
definitely
other,
have an
other
impact.
Billion-dollar tech companies that might be quite skittish about listing now.
Is there any reason that's been attributed to this?
There's been a lot happening. I was recently in the United States, actually. I was in the United States last week, and the local news was constantly running stuff about Uber drivers on strike and so on. It wasn't a particularly impactful strike. It's very different from South Africa. You know, they would like strike at between 10 and 11 at night or whatever, but still.
That's cute, yeah.
Yeah, those things are felt, even though, you know, it's not burning of tires in the street. It's definitely felt, in the United States. And I suspect, that those kinds of things, along with, the other regulatory pressures and scrutiny on Uber at the moment, had a very negative impact on its share price. And it's not just Uber. I mean, it's happening all over the world with the so-called gig economy, where I think as more people are realizing this isn't a particularly new idea. It's just an excellent technology on top of an old idea. Uber was supposed to be a ride-sharing app, and it's turned into just a global cab-hailing platform where they set prices around the world. And so the same thing with Airbnb. That's also facing regulatory scrutiny in South Africa at the moment and elsewhere in the world. And so I think as investors are wisening up to the fact that, you know, this is not, this newfangled gig economy. This is an old idea in a new tech coating. They might be getting a little bit disillusioned, with what the companies have to offer on top of facing. It's one thing if you launch an app like this in one regulatory region, but when you're trying to operate across the world and you've got to deal with regulators in different cities, let alone different countries, I think people get skittish about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. Jan van Meulen, technology editor at MyBroadband. Absolutely fantastic to speak to you again, and a real privilege. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
It's a huge pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great day. Time is 8:42. I'm Harold Philbin. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Like we say in Afrikaans, altijd a droll in die drinkwater. Zanati, we love your borderline comments. It's very funny. That listener is a droll. That is from Shulamit. We're just having a lot of fun. And you know what? We mean absolutely no harm.